The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
Sprint Cup Teams Road Racing in California from a NASCAR Fan's View. Road racing in the Sprint Cup Series used to be something many teams simply endured so they could move on to the next weekend. Now, many drivers have improved their skills to include road racing, and many of them are excited at the change of pace. No longer do they dread having to turn right and left, shift gears while braking, climb uphill and go downhill, all the while avoiding wheel hop and doing it faster than the rest on the track. Sure, I know there are still several that don't like the road racing circuit, but often they are replaced with ringers, or they and their team take the week off. Not that they don't actually show up, but that they just don't quite put forth the same effort as they may on the oval tracks. They still just endure the road course, do the best they can, and move on to the next week. Personally, this fan likes to watch what are called the best race car drivers in the world take on the road circuits and show exactly what they're made of. Every year, more and more of them seem to decide to improve their road racing skills, and it has certainly made the racing much more interesting. I'm not being critical of anyone, I'm just stating the obvious, and it has been interesting to watch how the NASCAR drivers and teams have improved on the road courses. Are there still standouts when the Cup teams take to the road courses? Of course there are, but it does appear to this fan all of them are getting better at it, and the racing is much closer than it used to be, and not all that long ago. Some attribute the improvement to the cars, and that probably does have something to do with it. I just don't think anyone can deny that all of the drivers approach the road courses with a different mentality. Now they want to be just as competitive at these tracks as they want to be on all of the other type tracks they face. From this fan's view, I think they got tired of watching some of their competitors simply drive away from them on a regular basis, and that just didn't sit well with their competitive spirit. What I find interesting this year at Sonoma is the lineup to start the race. It actually looks a lot like a regular oval track lineup instead of a road course. Perhaps a little unexpected to this fan was Jamie McMurray taking the pole position. That's not to say he isn't a good road course driver. It's just that I didn't expect it. Actually, Jamie is very good on these tracks and has qualified up front before. He has matured as a driver over the last few years, and he knows you can't win the race on the first lap. Road courses take a lot of consistency and patience, something he appears to have a grip on more now than in past years. Not unexpectedly, Marcus Ambrose is starting on the front row, but Jamie McMurray took the pole position from him by a few hundredths of a second. Marcos was a little disappointed by that, but I expect him to be one of the contenders all day long. One thing is for sure, barring the unforeseen mistake or equipment failure, he is probably one of the most likely winners by the end of the day. The top 10 is full of possible winners other than McMurray and Ambrose. A few names that stand out in particular to this fan are Clint Bowyer, Kurt Busch, and Jeff Gordon. All three are very capable on road courses and could end up in victory lane when all is said and done. Greg Biffle is another one that stands out to this fan that could pull off the victory. He does come into this weekend with confidence and momentum on his side compared to past years, and this could be his year to take home the trophy. Of all the emphasis put on the driver's capabilities on these tracks, and this one in particular, the strategy calls by the crew chiefs in the pits will probably make the biggest difference by the end of the day. The drivers will have to be consistent lap after lap, avoid wheel hop, and keep all four tires on the asphalt. Track position will be important, and so will the number of pit stops each team makes. Some will try to make it in two, and others will try for three. Which one will work out best? Well, that, my fellow NASCAR fans, is what we'll find out when the checkered flag drops. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.